Llegan de la prima donna con un abrazo. En un prabu cota gela hachaya taku. Kahamora sarupa. Kazanatan Kakatasa Ragunata Patita Babahan. Kahamora bata juga kahagabira lakas Eka kale Kota kena goranda taras. Pashane kutiba mata anale vasipo. Kuranga gunera nite kotakele papo. Se saba sangera sange. Ye koiro bilagas. Se sangana poia kande nalo tamodagas. Ye anila prima danna koruna prachur. Jaya jaya takur, naya jaya takur. Jaya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur. Jaya Charya Thakur. Jaya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur. Jaya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya also Tera Siddhashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Seikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Swayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavadam Ki Jai. Maturidam Ki Jai. Jagadathasami Ki Jai. Yamunamai Ki Jai. Shrimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gopi. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhle Srimati Bhakti Padanda Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschatadej Tarni. So I'll read the translation here. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna's Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Jiva Goswami, and also the disappearance of Jagadish Pandit. So, Omagana Timidandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So first we're going to talk about Srila Jiva Goswami, who is, frankly speaking, the most erudite scholar of all time, except for Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, of course, is the source of all knowledge. Hamsa Rasya Prabhu Bhaksarvam Prabhupada today. Everything comes from Krishna. Matak Smritir Gyanamaponam Cha. So he's the best scholar. But apart from that, in the modern day, Srila Jiva Goswami is the most erudite scholar recognized actually all over India, especially there's a Sanskrit Institute dedicated in his name. And so we're going to speak a little bit about him. So, of course, he is the nephew of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis, and his father's name was Anupama or Shibalava. And let's see where we start. So when he was born with a golden complexion and all the signs of a great personality, a Mahapurusha. Mahapurusha means great person. And a great person has different physical signs. Of course, it's not that every great person has those physical signs. I mean, so many great personalities in our movement, so many great personalities didn't have those signs because they are hiding their pure devotion. I was just reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Very interesting statements of how pure devotees sometimes like to hide their devotion. And even it mentions they have apparent deviations from their Krishna consciousness. Not that they actually fall down, but apparent deviations from their Krishna consciousness just because they're hiding their devotion. And in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's mentioned that even that's the case with Bharat Maharaj. Did you know that? It's an interesting statement. Because as I was traveling, I was reading a lot of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I said, wow. I'm not going to try to hide my devotion that way. and become a deer in the next life. Of course, one way you can understand it, that's the way that devotees, or the strategy devotees take to not criticize others. So one could say that even if it was, let's say, Bharat Maharaj becoming attached to a deer and he wasn't hiding his devotion, just explaining it that way helps us not criticize a Vaishnava. So there's two ways of understanding that particular pastime. So anyway, so yeah, so whenever we see, let's say, Lord Brahma with his pastime or activity of chasing Valk, his daughter, one should can take it either, you know, criticizing Lord Brahma. Of course, the Madhvacharya followers, they don't even talk about that particular pastime, nor do they talk about the Brahma Vimohana Leela pastime, where Lord Brahma stole the coward boys and the calves. But another way you can take it is that, I guess, he was showing us or setting an example how strong Maya is. And sometimes devotees do that. They show us how strong Maya is, or they hide their devotion. So, like Lord Rishabhadev. I mean, Lord Rishabhadev acted like a crazy person. Hid his devotion. Shukadeva Goswami, the same thing. I mean, he's a young boy walking naked. And he was being teased by so many people on the way until the sages received him. Then they understood his actual personality. So anyway, so let's get back to Jiva Goswami. He had the signs of a Mahapurush. Signs of Mahapurush means like lotus eyes, and which practically, go to the ears, and long arms which can touch the knees while you're standing up. Of course, I can touch my knees now, but not while standing up. I can't do that. And anyway, the proportions of the body are perfect. That's a Mahapurush. And as a baby, he had a darshan with Lord Chaitanya and Ramakele, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Dabi Rakash, Shakaro Malik. And his father basically left home and went with Rupa Goswami. And so he was left with his mother when his uncles and his father left. So one may ask, isn't that really cruel to be left with just your mother? Well, actually, the child's upbringing, I was having this realization, which I'm going to speak about on Sunday, because on Sunday we're going to do the little memorial for my mother who passed away. So how important a mother's association is. Now, I'm not going to say less than the father, but I guess you could say something like that. How important the mother's association is for the psychological welfare of the child. Actually, yeah, more important. Mother doesn't like this. So we see with every great personality, they had a functional mother. And those, anyway, we see in certain cases where people didn't have a functional mother and a functional father that they really didn't do well, such as a political leader who should remain nameless to protect the guilty. So he was left with his mother, and his mother took care of him. And of course, he had an extended family too. I mean, there were male figures there too. It's not that his mother was just all alone. And those days, they weren't so much in favor of nuclear families. They had extended families and village families. Like you talk to people from India, they'll mention how they have so many uncles and aunts and cousins and sisters. And they're not actually biological sisters or cousins or aunts. So there's a whole support system in the Vedic culture. And it's very, very nice. Be nice to be brought up in such a situation. Of course, hopefully in the future our temples can be like that, like a transcendental family that supports the devotees. We were in Fiji, and in certain circumstances it's like that. You actually have devotee support groups not technically called support groups, but they're like extended families. So anyway, so he worshipped Radhakrishna deities practically from his very early childhood. And after he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to have dreams of dancing with Gaur Nitai. And he was feeling great separation from his father and his uncles. So that mood of separation actually brings one closer to the personality, especially when it's spiritual separation. A material separation does not bring one closer. Material separation, you may not even be aware that the other person has rejected you. And you may think that, oh, the person loves me and have dreams of the other person, but it may not be a case. So then he, finally, when he grew up, he went to Navadvip to see Lord Nityananda, and he met Lord Nityananda at Srivas Thakur's house, and he was fed prasadam by Mother Sachi, and he was taken on this whole tour of Navadvip, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, by Lord Nityananda. Wow, that's pretty nice. Then he was sent by Lord Nityananda to Kashi. Now, Kashi, as you know, is a place of impersonalists. This impersonalism is so, let's say, so reprehensible and so repulsive for devotees. I was just reading or talking to someone who was reading an impersonal, impersonal book, but, you know, really New Age impersonal book. And she was telling me in this impersonal book, it says when Hanuman is away from Ram, he worships Ram. But when he is with Ram, he becomes Ram. Can you imagine that? And I just got a little upset when I heard that. I said, why do they have a picture of Hanuman and the deities of Hanuman just bowing down to Sita, Ram, and Lakshman? He became just all this crazy impersonalism. It's taught in the name of Vaishnavism by people. And it's become quite popular in the university today. It's quite interesting. The same books that we read, or me read, I read, when I was a university student, there's one. Anyway, I shouldn't mention. I'm not going to be here now. Is being read by everybody now. Not everybody, but being read by many young people now who are taking intoxication of various sorts at the university. So it's like the 1960s are coming back to us. 60s and early 70s are coming back to us. But we are hopefully mature enough to be able to explain the bogus nature of the philosophy that's being taught in these books. So anyway, so he's sent to Kashi because in Kashi there was this great scholar, and Kashi is full of scholars, but this great devotee scholar called Madhusudana Vachaspati, who was a disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he left after, and that was very important for him to get a very, very well-rounded Sanskrit background and education so he could write the literatures that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted him to write later on. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the assignment to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan to establish the holy places, and even more important, to Nana Shastra Vichara Nakinik Bano Sadharma Samstapakot, to peruse the Vedic literatures and all the prominent religious literatures of that time, and to establish what's called eternal dharma, Sanatan dharma, eternal religious principles that are not or transcendental to desha, kala, patra, time, place, and circumstance. So anyway, so that was why it was very important for him to study Sanskrit from Madhusudana Vachaspati. Then he left for Vrindavan to be with Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And when he was in Vrindavan, one of the first things that happened after some time was that he was given the Radha Damodar deities to worship by Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa, it's described by some of the biographers that Rupa Goswami fashioned these particular deities. And he assisted Rupa Goswami in many humble ways. He would proofread the works of Srila Rupa Goswami, and he rendered menial service to Rupa and Sanatan. So this is actually very important too, that if one is going to realize transcendental knowledge, one has to renounce one's false prestige. Janmaishvarya Shudasra Shibira Edamanda Adapuman. Naturally, we have so much prestige due to our learning, due to our followers, Dhanam Janam Sundari, due to one's trophy wife or trophy husband. That's kind of funny. Or Sundaris, or whatever. So, like, anyway, one is proud of so many things, one's learning, one's beauty, so many things. And the way to overcome that is to manidam manadena, to actually serve others, to become a servant of others. Because as long as we think that we're the master, we're identifying with our particular position, even within the Krishna consciousness movement, then our spiritual life is in danger. That's an upadhi. If I think I'm the master, I think I'm a guru, if I think, I was explaining this to everyone in Fiji, that I just have to think I'm just one of you. You know, we're all in here together, rather than, and this is the service that I've been given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's very, very important. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanta Goror Hitam. I was also talking about this in Fiji, that a brahmachari or brahmacharini resides in the place of the spiritual master and gets trained up. And what is that training? Vasandanta, becoming tame, taming your senses, controlling your senses. I was asked this question by someone yesterday that I was talking to. How do you control the senses? You control the senses with devotion. And the devotion is towards, of course, Krishna and Radharani and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, but towards the spiritual master. The spiritual master is like the tax collector. And of course, when the spiritual master is receiving the devotion, he can't be thinking, they all love me. Like some groupies. It's like I was in Fiji. And it's like that. I mean, you're surrounded by thousands of people and they're chanting your name, and everywhere you go, they're bathing your feet. You know, and people are crying. Tears are coming from their eyes like torrents of rain, feeling all vacant in their absence. Anyway, so one really has to understand that you're Krishna's representative. You're the ambassador from Krishna. It's not that you think, of course, there's love too. You know, it's not that they don't really love me. I'm just like a figurehead. But, you know, there's love because you're a devotee and you're manifesting and you're giving them Krishna and there's appreciation and everything like that. So, but one can't identify with the body. You know, just, there's a temptation. You put your picture up everywhere. That's me. Me on the altar. Me here. Me there. Sometimes you go to someone's house and it's a giant picture of yourself on the wall. It's like, oh my God. A giant picture of myself on the wall. Or the body. It's not myself. They don't have a picture of myself. Just like when I visit my parents, they didn't have a giant picture of me. When I visit my parents, my father had a giant picture of himself, like 10 feet tall, with his dog on the wall. So we have to understand that we're representing Krishna, and whatever qualities someone may see in me are actually coming from Krishna, the cyclic succession, and my connection with Prabhupada, and my devotion for Prabhupada. So vasandanta goror hitam, working for the benefit of the spiritual master. Artyan, good behavior. Dasavan, and that's really important, dasavan. Dasavan means full of service, like you're a Bhagawan. opulence, full of opulence. And dasavan means full of service, just service. You know, I'm a servant. Gopi Bharata Padakamala Dasa, Dasana Dasa. So that's why Rupa Goswami engaged Shilaji Goswami in menial service. Very nice. So he accepted Srila Rupa Goswami as his guru. And one time, something interesting happened where he had to accept the chastisement of his guru. There was this Digvijaya, person who went around defeating everybody, called Rupa Narayana. And Rupa Narayana wanted to have this Jayaputra, this certificate from everybody. You know, like nowadays, of course, they have trophies. You go into people's houses, they have trophies. Not for arguing, usually. Sometimes they may. But trophies for golf, trophies for some nonsense thing that they do. Rugby, whatever. So anyway, he wanted, Rupa Narayan wanted to beat everybody, so he went up to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami didn't want to waste his time, so he just signed the certificate. Okay, you won. Get the heck out of here. And so he was bragging to everybody, I've defeated Rupa Goswami. But Srila Jiva Goswami could not accept that Rupa Goswami had been not defeated, but Rupa Goswami was being blasphemed by this particular individual. So Srila Jiva Goswami had a discussion with him. In 7 days, he defeated him, Srupa Narayana. He defeated him, and he went up to Rupa Goswami and basically bragged about it. And Rupa Goswami said, you don't belong. You've taken sannyas prematurely. Now, that's actually interesting. What does it mean, premature sannyas? Before one has actually come to the sufficient stage of realization, before one has become detached, that's a premature sannyas. And we've seen that happen in our society, that many people took premature sannyas when they shouldn't have taken sannyas. They should have gone through the different ashrams. Anyway, we can analyze why. But in any case, it's not that Jiva Goswami had prematurely taken sannyas. And he was right to defeat Rupa Narayan, but he wasn't right to brag about it. You know, if we can do something, we don't want to just brag about it. Oh, yeah, I preached so nicely. I just, that class, I gave them a zinger. Zinger? You don't know what a zinger is. Anyway, everyone was in ecstasy. That was the best class I ever gave. Really, I'm saving the Hare Krishna movement by my spiritual potency. Anyway, my realization. So, Rupa Goswami said, get out of here. You don't belong in Vrindavan. You took sannyas prematurely. So he remained, some people say he remained in the hollow of a tree in Mathura for some time. And what happened is that Sanatan Goswami said to Rupa Goswami, I haven't seen Jiva around lately. You know, where is he? And Jiva Goswami explained what had happened. And Sanatan Goswami said, actually, you are not following one of the precepts of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jiva Goswami says, Rupa Goswami was thinking, what precept am I not following? He went through all of them. Then he realized Jiva Doya, which means compassion for Jivas, but also means compassion for Jiva Goswami. So he invited Jiva Goswami to come back, and Jiva Goswami came back to Vrindavan at that particular point. One controversial aspect of Jiva Goswami's pastimes that primarily he taught about Swakya Bhav rather than Parikya Bhav. In other words, he taught mainly that Krishna was married to Radharani. And in one sense, that's actually true. Radha and Krishna are eternally connected. However, for the sake of pastimes, there's this Parikya Bhav, and the taste of the pastimes, the rasa, the enjoyment between Radha and Krishna. So he didn't really stress that. And Srila Prabhupada comments that that's because many of his disciples were too immature to hear about that. Now, it's interesting. Yeah, nowadays in ISKCON, everybody thinks they're so mature to hear about these things, but they were the disciples of Jiva Goswami and they weren't mature enough. You know, and we're published on the public internet, we're talking about things that Jiva Goswami didn't talk about with his disciples. I mean, I'm sure his disciples were pretty qualified. If you're a disciple of Jiva Goswami, probably the really, really, really qualified, and they were in Vrindavan too. So Prabhupada talks about that. And of course, Jiva Goswami, sometimes people criticize him for that. Sometimes people misunderstand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna because of that. But whatever, the reason he did it was because the disciples could not accept Parakeet. Another reason would be that Jiva Goswami was humble and he didn't want to talk about these things publicly. You know, like we talked about before, sometimes devotees are so humble, they will act in a certain way so that people may not think that they're on the highest level of devotional service. Also, he gave the Emperor Akbar a vision in Nidiban, that means the forest of sleeping. And therefore, Akbar, the very liberal Mughal emperor, helped him in constructing different temples. One time he had a debate, Jiva Goswami had a debate in Agra, which is more glorious, the Yamuna or the Ganges? And the Yamuna won because she's the consort of Krishna. So also with Akbar, he made Akbar promise never to hunt in Braj. Jiva Goswami taught Shyamananda, Narottama Das Thakur, and Srinivas. They were his Shiksha disciples. And he established the Radha Damodar temple in which his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada stayed. And the other Goswamis of Vrindavan would regularly meet along with Jiva Goswami at the Radha Damodar temple to take prasadam and discuss how to spread Krishna consciousness. He was born or appeared approximately in the year 1513 and left in the year 1598. And his most famous work is the Bhagavad Sang, the Sandarbhas, Shatsandarbhas, sorry. And there's six of them. And I'm going to mention them right now in order. It's called the Bhagavad Sandarbha, too. First part is called the Tattva Sandarbha. Tattva Sandarbha, it proves that Srimad Bhagavatam is the most, this is epistemology. So before discussing philosophy, you have to talk about epistemology. How do you know what you know? So he proves that Srimad Bhagavatam is the most authoritative evidence directly pointing to the absolute truth. There's actually an elaborate discussion going on about this in regard to, I'm trying to put it in a non-political way, in regard to a pure devotee's position and words, understanding a pure devotee from the hermeneutical point of view. It's going on right now, and it reference to Prabhupada and the GBC, and it's quite a heated discussion going on the GBC between certain individuals who won't apply hermeneutics, who will not refuse, adamantly refuse not to study with Mother Irma. And devotees who do understand hermeneutics, and I'm not going to mention names because it's really confidential, they really don't have the hermeneutical lens to understand his divine grace of the Prabhupada. The lens that they have is more like a lens, well, it's not even a lens. It's more like just not really understanding Prabhupada through his own words. Understanding Prabhupada in a way that posits him basically on the level of God, which is really dangerous. Really, really dangerous. And actually ultimately causes people to lose faith. So this is very important for devotees to understand hermeneutics so they can apply this hermeneutical lens to understanding the pure devotees, understanding what to do, or understanding the difference between principles and details of devotional service. It's a lot. So Srila Rupa, Srila Sanatana Goswami establishes the Srimad Bhagavatam as the most authoritative evidence. And also that's interesting in regard to other literatures which have not really been passed down in disciplic succession. For example, you have the Mahabharata, and sometimes you'll have conflicts between different points or different stories in the Mahabharata, or of course there's like 60 or 80 different versions of the Mahabharata, and you have conflicts between that and the Bhagavatam, and we accept the Bhagavatam's version. Of course, the Mahabharata itself, according to Shripad Madhvacharya and his Tatparatra Nirnaya, has been contaminated in many ways by having things added to it, things taken away from it, and just changes in general. So this is very important. The Tattva Sandarbha is an extremely important work. It's been published by ISKCON. The second Sandarbha is called the Bhagavat Sandarbha. And here you see a difference between the impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma, and describes the spiritual world and how the pure mode of goodness is pervasive in the spiritual realm and pervasive in the consciousness of pure devotees. It talks about deity worship, the all-pervasive nature of the deity, how Krishna gives shelter, Krishna's potencies, his manifestations, qualities and pastimes, and his form. The third Sandarbha is called the Paramatma Sandarbha, and his description of the super soul and differences between the different incarnations, the living entities, Maya, all the different tattvas too. And the theory of transformation, Parinama, was really interesting. So we accept the transformation of Krishna's energies, but Brahman doesn't get transformed. Whereas the impersonalists or some Mayavadis, they say that Brahman is transformed. Brahman is never transformed. The material energy, the different shaktis of the Lord, Shakti Parinam, is what we accept. It's a discussion of the Leela avatar incarnations, and how the Leela avatar incarnations respond to the desires of the devotees. Wow. So this is actually interesting. Also, I was reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that when the devotees go back to the Vaikuntha planets, sometimes they manifest forms like monkeys or bears or anything like that in the Vaikuntha planets. So to even though their eternal form is actually four-handed like Lord Narayan, they have Sarup Siddhi, they manifest that because their desire of is to serve the Lord in that particular form, because that was how they served the Lord before they went back to the spiritual world, and now the Lord wants to see them in that particular way. So sometimes they exhibit forms of monkeys and bears and other tortoises, and also six opulence to the Lord are described. Four Sandarbha. Oh my God, not much time. It's called the Krama Sandarbha. And he proves that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, talks about Goloka Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, Yadavas, queens in Dwarka, the difference between the manifest and unmanifest pastimes of the Lord, and the gopis, and who are the source of the, who expand as the queens in Dwarka. A list of gopis' names and a discussion of the topmost position of Srimati Radharani. This Sandarbha is called the Bhakti San Sandarbha, and a discussion of devotional service, how the self is manifest through bhakti. There's a discussion of the differences between the Mahabhagavat and the ordinary devotee. Raganuga Bhakti is discussed there, and the specific purpose of becoming a devotee of Krishna and a comparative study of other stages. Wow. I would love to read that. I'd love to read all the Sandarbhas. The sixth Sandarbha is called the Priti Sandarbha, Priti San Sandarbha. That's the theist and thesis on love of Godhead. Distinctions made between the personalist and the impersonalist. there's a discussion of the different rasas, the overlapping of the rasas, and the discussion of neutrality, servitorship, taking shelter. Well, these are all the different ratis. Conjugal love, direct transcendent enjoyment, enjoyment and separation, and previous attraction, purvarag, and the glories of Srimati Radharani. And Jiva Goswami composed other books such as the Gopal Champa, which I've been dictating, recording, and somehow or other I haven't finished it yet because I haven't had much time. So that's Srila Jiva Goswami, and today we worship Srila Jiva Goswami. Jagadish Pandit's disappearance day is today also. We don't have much time to talk about it. Let's see. He was associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate rice at his house during the Kadasi. His brother was Haranya. Haranya and Jagadish were two brothers. Because Lord Chaitanya, as a child, was crying. Because little children, they can eat rice on a Kadasi. There's no problem with that. Sometimes it's described 8 to 80, you follow a Kadasi. I only have a few more years. So Lord Chaitanya was crying, I want the rice offered to the deities of Jagadish and Haranya's house. And his father didn't understand what he was saying. Finally, they took him there and he ate the rice. He said, let's see. So while he was taking the rice, he showed his transcendental form of Bala Gopal to Lord Chaitanya. Showed his transcendental form to Jagadish and Haranya. It's described as bodily luster was a fresh rain cloud, a peacock feather on his hair. And the two brahmanas seeing this cried out, Hari, Hari. So his disappearance day is today. Okay. Just in time. All glories to his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Jivita Goswami ki jai. Jagadish Pandit ki jai. Okay. Nice to be back, Mataji. Jai Raghala Kananda ki jai. Stay
No Vindam Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Go Vindam Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Priya Priti Manti Asyan Dipan Dikayanti Jiran Yaganti Ananati Maya Saru Jala Jala Vigrahasya Govinda
Jagananda ki jai. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gorachanda Bhule. Kotanindra Yao Maya Pisati Rakule. Bhajiva Vanyai Tse Samsavitarne Puriya Ruhini to me Apidya Bhavare. Tomare loite amir Ainu avatara Ami bina vanuara Keyate tomara Chayas Shodhi Maya Nasimaranaki Hare Nama Mantra Now to me Maya Akati me no the prabhu charane poriya sayare nama mantra lata magiya Say Hare Nama Mantra Loi Nama Kiya Jeev-jago, Jeev-jago Gorachanda Bonaige Gotanedra Yao maya bisa tirakore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narada, 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 Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parabhata Gacharya Osantata Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Savaya Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuram ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamunamaya ki jai, Srimati Lasidevi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Sai Buddhi Sri Madhavaka. Stasis with him and he says, Nevade Pashtada Deja Tarni. So, read the translation. Lord Gaurachandra is calling, wake up, sleeping soul. Wake up, sleeping soul. How long will you sleep in the lap which called Maya? You have gotten in the way of devotional service and are lost in the cycle of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. I am your only true friend. Other than me, what friend do you have? I brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you suffer. Take this great chant for deliverance, Maha Mantra, the names of Hari. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, falling at the Lord's lotus feet, take shelter of the Hari Nama Mantra, the Lord's holy names. Jai Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Oops. Thank you.